What you missed on The Breakfast Huddle on Money FM 89.3.
It's really honestly a headache sometimes when you're starting up a company and you can't find the perfect co-founder. So you have the idea, you have an idea of, you know, where you want to go with your company, but somebody has to help you.
Oh, of course.
But you can't find the right guy.
Where do you find good help? Is your partner competent enough? Can you get along? Mm-hmm. Some startups have multiple founders. A couple of weeks ago, we had the founders of ShopBack in the studio. We had two of them, but there's more like a group of six or eight of them.
Yeah, because they all have different skills.
Correct.
And they all contribute to the company in different ways. Some take care of finances, some take care of growth, some take care of the customers, and they have a successful sort of, you know, model that way, right? Well, one way to be successful when you're starting up your company, perhaps, is to work with somebody who's actually done it before.
All right. You're talking about Antler. They're a startup generator. It's set up by successful entrepreneurs who are now making it their business to help your business.
Oh, okay. In other words, if you want to start your business, Antler would be there, I guess, to help you at each part of the journey, from finding the right people and even getting funded. Sort of like a matchmaker.
I suppose so.
Yeah. A matchmaking service to find a co-founder for your startup. How is that?
How is that? And how much help do startups in Singapore really need? To help us out with that is our guest this morning, Magnus Grimlund, founder and CEO of Antler. Good morning, Magnus.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So there you are, matchmaker. Do you like that particular description?
I think it's a great description. Yes, definitely. I like it.
Well, Magnus is from Norway. He's now here in Singapore. Can you give us an idea about the state of startups in Asia today and where Singapore would sit amidst all of this?
Yeah, I think it's an incredibly exciting times for startups here in the region. We have seen some of the first unicorns coming up in the tech industry here over the last 3 to 4 years. And what always happens then is you see really great success cases, which inspires other entrepreneurs to go out there and innovate. And also they create an ecosystem where there's acquisition and capital available to build great companies. So I think, you know, now is really the time to get into the space, start innovating and building technology companies here.
But what exactly are the industries that these startups are coming from? Where do you see the majority of them?
I think the very interesting thing there is that there is, you know, all types of startups. So literally in all industries, there's an opportunity to now build great technology companies. And on top of that, some of them will be really, really innovative. So there's a lot of amazing research going on in Asia that can turn into IP and patents and really become global companies. On top of that, you're seeing, you know, local innovation on global IDs. Like, for example, what Grab has done, you know, extremely exciting that, you know, they have become the lead ride-hailing company here in the region. And really, they've become that through innovating locally, right? So I think you really see those two type of companies in all industries. And I think we'll see all industries here getting disrupted over the next few years.
So I understand that you guys actually helped to start up Zalora, right? So let's say I am starting up my own version of Zalora. I don't know what to do and I've approached Antler. What would your advice be at this stage? What is the most common obstacle that every startup faces right at the start?
Yeah, fantastic. So I think it's a great question. With Zalora, I think the most important is really bringing in a strong team that helps build the company, right?
Okay.
The way we do that with Antler is that we are really looking for amazing people within three categories. So we're looking for business people, more generalists. We're looking for people with deep subject matter experience, so academic, PhDs, or people who've been for many years in an industry. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, we're bringing in technologists, product people. Okay. And then I think, you know, the chemistry of the team you put together with complementary skill sets from those groups really, really create a great team. And then we support them with you know, former successful founders to build their business.
But you seem to have this pool of mentors then and subject matter experts. They must be expensive. I mean, how do you hold them together? Do you keep them there forever under like Antler's brand, or do you just have a retainer fee?
So the way we do it is people are very excited about supporting building great companies. We will take a small equity stake in these companies, around 10%, which is typical to a standard angel round.
Right.
And that's the way we will earn money. Then we have a huge advisory board. You can go on our website, antler.co, and you can see all of our advisors we have on board who are another, you know, 50 or 60 really, you know, experienced subject matter experts and former founders of great companies. And they want to support specific companies within their industry because they're very excited about contributing to innovation, very excited about, you know, supporting new technology companies. And of course, it's up to our portfolio companies how they want to, you know, reward them through, you know, perhaps a tiny bit of mentor equity. And then we also give them part of the upside of course, our equity stake in the companies that we help. But really, in the end, you know, the co-founders will have 90% of the business and they will own the business and drive it going forward after they come out of Antler.
Magnus, what are some of the challenges that startups face when it comes to managing money?
Yeah.
Because we're not always so experienced.
And the mistakes as well, Magnus.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a great point. I think there are typically kind of two mistakes that are being made. One is paying for things you don't really need to pay for. So the great thing is that, you know, right now there's so much support to create a great technology ecosystem all over Asia and in particular in Singapore. Mm-hmm. So you can get, you know, very, very cheap, if not free office space. You can get a lot of support from Google, Amazon and all of their services. You can get a lot of mentor help. You can get help with PR. All of these things that you just shouldn't pay for in an early stage of a company, yeah, and you can get for free. The other thing is that some companies don't spend enough early on, which is another mistake being done. Oh. Which is there
it's
are
also
certain,
almost like a conundrum.
Exactly.
Don't spend too much and at the same time spend more.
Yeah. So my saying is, you know, don't pay for what you can get for free.
All right.
But then pay for what really, really matters, right?
What's that?
Which is,
what's
you know.
That?
For example, if you're building, let's say you're building an app where you know, mobile technology is very important. Okay. Get in amazing mobile development coders and developers, right? Bring them on board. Ensure that you spend money on that. If you believe that, you know, this is something you can scale very rapidly, be ready to spend money on doing that. But, you know, do it in the cheapest way possible. Just ensure that you spend when you can see that here you can really, you know, go and win the market and build a great product. And there, I think, you know, some startups spend too long time to really ramp up quickly.
Right. I see. Well, right. I see you're a believer in technology, Magnus.
Yeah. Yeah.
You receive funding pitches, obviously, from startups. How many do you receive monthly? And can you tell us a bit about the success ratio?
Yes, so we probably receive there, you know, two or three pitches a day almost. So,
a day.
You know, so you're literally talking, you know, 50 to 100 in a normal month.
Wow.
I think, you know, what Antler does, however, is that we are not really looking at companies. We are looking at individuals. So we're really all about bringing in people who are very excited about building companies. And there we look at, you know, hundreds of applicants every month, you know, thousands of applicants for every cohort. And then we select, you know, the 50 to 100 best ones that we believe has the right drive, the right tenacity. Typically also a spike. If you're really great on a function or you're really great within an industry or have really great experience or just have a tremendous amount of drive, you know, we want to bring you in and help you build a company with, you know, the likes of myself who was part of building Zalora. We have people on the team who were part of building Spotify, you know, the big streaming music service. The first CTO there who built the whole technology platform is one of our venture partners. And, you know, we have these types of people in the team who really can help those types of talents build great companies.
But, you know, there must be companies that fail that come to you as well. And we know how tiring it is sometimes to hold the hand of somebody who just can't seem to make it. Like, how does that effort work for you? And what's your sort of failure rate?
Yes. So I think, you know, there are definitely a number of companies, even if you have the formula right, you know, sometimes you will fail and this will happen. But you will never make it if you don't try.
Yeah.
So that's why we really think, you know, if you think you have a great idea, if you think you would be make a great entrepreneur, then try. You know, go to antler.co and apply and come in. And there will be, you know, some of these companies who fail. But, you know, you really, really need to try. Why not dream big, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we really are looking at. And then we're trying to find out how you can minimize the chance of failure. So one thing that is very interesting is that, you know, there's a lot of statistics on if you have a former successful founder supporting your business, the chance of success is twice as high. If you do a couple of other things right in the beginning, you can really lower that chance of failure. And then the important thing is also when you hit the first bump in the road, just kind of drive through the wall, go over the bump, and then keep going. There are some companies who failed, not because they should have failed, just because they gave up too early.
Okay.
And you know, those are all the things we're trying to instill in our founders and companies that we're helping succeed.
Magnus Grimleden, founder and CEO of Antla. Before we let you go, Magnus, could you very quickly tell us, how do you know that you found the right co-founder for your company, for your startup?
I think you know it when, you know, there's part of that which is scientific, which is you literally look at complementary skill sets and looking for someone who has other strengths than you. But then the only way you really, really know is when you feel that that chemistry is there, right?
Chemistry.
When you wake up in the morning and you look forward to going in and work together with this specific person on solving one of the world's biggest problems,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's so, nothing like that feeling.
Yeah.
Like the chemistry you have here in the studio now,
thank
right?
you, yes. Yeah. That's how we feel every morning.
Yes, yes.
I'm glad he could spot that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Magnus Grimleden, founder and CEO of Antla. Thanks very much for coming by the studio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.